Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition groups agree on a framework for possible talks. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah, the Islamic State's finance minister, and another leader who acted as an executive officer.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
The deaths came in recent weeks as a result of coalition airstrikes. Australian authorities charged a teenager and four men Thursday with planning terrorist attacks on government buildings and on civilians. The buildings included the headquarters of the Australian Federal Police in Sydney. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan told reporters police have arrested a 15-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man from Western Sydney and have charged them with conspiracy to prepare for a terrorist act. Three other men, already in jail on separate terrorism-related charges, were charged with being part of the plot. Burundi's foreign minister said his government will take action to end the crisis that erupted when President Pierre Nkurunziza decided to seek a third term. Alain Eyamitwe's statements followed talks this week with the European Union. He said while Burundi's government did not get the expected results from the meeting, it appreciates the frank discussions. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it has successfully shot down a missile off the coast of Hawaii in a test of a missile defense system. The U.S. Missile Defense Agency says the Aegis weapon system fired an interceptor missile after radar detected the target. The missile destroyed the target. Defense contractor Raytheon said the test's success keeps the program on track for deployment in Romania at year's end, and the company says it is expected to operate in Poland in 2018. Two top Turkish officials traveled to Baghdad Thursday in a bid to defuse a diplomatic standoff with the Iraqi government over the deployment of Turkish troops in northern Iraq. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkey's top diplomat Feridun Sinanlioğlu and the head of Turkish intelligence Hakan Fidan were dispatched to Baghdad as bilateral tensions continue to rise. The Iraqi government is demanding the immediate withdrawal of Turkish forces deployed last week. But Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu reaffirmed on Thursday that there'll be no withdrawal, saying the troops are needed to protect Turkish soldiers training Iraqis to fight the Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates of 196 countries meeting in a Paris suburb are in a race to reach a wide-reaching climate agreement. The 29-page draft of the agreement released on Wednesday shows differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer countries. Here is United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Our efforts here in Paris and beyond must reflect the rights and aspirations of the poor, the marginalized, and those most vulnerable to the impacts of a changing climate.
Ban Ki-moon. Thailand's laws impose stiff penalties for defaming the country's royal family. Those laws are under increased scrutiny this week. Ron Corbin reports.
A written statement by the international rights group Amnesty International says Thailand should stop applying the royal defamation law to criminalize freedom of expression, with the law leaving dozens of individuals in jail or facing military trials without access to appeal. Amnesty says the law raises concerns over absurd extremes of Thailand's restrictions on freedom of expression. The Royal Defamation Law, a lèse majesté, has been rigorously enforced in recent years under democratically elected governments, but applied more intensively since the military took power in May last year. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
And in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.